Teachings that give hope. God has promised exciting changes for the near future. He is going to end suffering and make life on earth a delight for the human family. Why can we believe this promise? Because God is not a mere man who tells lies. Numbers 23:19. Consider some of the good things that our Creator will do. God will remove wicked people. When the wicked sprout like weeds and all the wrongdoers flourish, it is that they may be annihilated forever. Psalm 92:7. As we learned in the preceding article, evil keeps increasing. This should not surprise us. After all, it was foretold in the Bible at 2 Timothy 3, 1-5 that during the last days, people would be exceptionally bad. The last days of what? Of the present world of ungodly people. Soon, God will bring an end to those who refuse to change their bad ways. Then, only good people, those who obey God, will be left. The righteous will possess the earth, and they will live forever on it. Psalm 37:29. God will destroy Satan. The God who gives peace will crush Satan. Romans 16:20. With all the wicked gone, including Satan and the demons, peace will at last prevail earthwide. Our Creator promises, "No one will make you afraid." Micah 4:4. God will end sickness and death. The tent of God is with mankind, and He will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more. Revelation 21:3 and 4. Suffering and sickness will end because God will undo all the harm caused by Satan, Adam, Eve, and our own imperfections. As a result, even death will be no more. Humans who love and obey the Creator will live forever. But where will they live? Our Creator will make the earth into a paradise. The wilderness and the parched land will exult, and the desert plain will be joyful and blossom as the saffron. Isaiah 35:1. When God brings an end to the wicked, the earth will thrive. It will abound with delightful parks and gardens, and it will produce plenty of food. The oceans, lakes, and rivers will be clean and teem with life. Even the word pollution may disappear from our vocabulary. People will live in homes they built and own, and never again will anyone be homeless, hungry, or poor. God will bring the dead back to life. There is going to be a resurrection. Acts 24:15. Would you like to see your dead loved ones again? The Almighty God will bring them back to life or resurrect them in paradise on earth. You will recognize them and they will recognize you. Imagine your joy and theirs. Why can we be sure of this hope? Because the Bible gives us examples of adults and children who were brought back to life and reunited with their families. Moreover, Jesus often resurrected the dead in front of many witnesses. Now I am truly happy.
I remember the first time I heard about a paradise earth free from suffering, sickness, and death. In my heart, I laughed, thinking that this can't be true. But my study of the Bible gave me reasons to trust this unique book and its promises. I am convinced that the Bible is from God. In the past, I often had a worried, sad expression on my face. Now, I am truly happy. Even my family and friends can see the difference in me. Ravi.
Learn more. To learn more about the Creator's purpose for humans to live forever on a paradise earth, go to jw.org and look under Bible Teachings, Bible Questions Answered, Life and Death. End of article.